We go right to the KWI phone lines now as we have State Senator Mike Groney joining us for our weekly legislative update. Good morning, Senator Groney, and how are you today?
Good. Good. Nice rain.
Yes.
Yes, it is.
Very well deserved for a lot of our producers.
Yes, yeah, nice and slow. The last two have been nice, slow spring rain. Even though they were filled with thunderstorms, they came nice and slow. Anyway, we're getting close to the end of the session. Thank God, a couple more weeks, and it doesn't get any nicer or easier. I'll be going heading down there today. First, I want to give a shout out to the Eagles, Eagle Scouts. Ceremony Sunday. There is hope in the world as long as we got Boy Scouts, but a good young man. And I understand young ladies can start doing it now, too. But around good people yesterday afternoon, and I had a good time. But we start off right away tomorrow morning on Vargas's LB-241, the Adopt to Meet Packers Employees COVID-19 Protection Act. I hear one more time from him that his dad died from and had COVID with complications. I'm going to stand up for an hour and talk about how my mom died, my dad died, my brother died, my sister died of natural causes. He wants to run for Congress against Bacon. You do not want a politician whose whole life and everything he does is about his personal life and how it affects him and not the people he represents. But that's a typical liberal. When he introduced the meatpacking employment COVID, he talked half the time about his dad passing away. And by the way, he grew up in Long Island, New York. He represents Nebraska legislature. There's going to be folks dropping amendments on it to try to kill it. That isn't what we do in Lincoln. We have the federal government. We have OSHA. And quite frankly, the meatpacking plants did a wonderful job of reacting quickly as the science came out on COVID. It did a wonderful job of keeping us supplied with food, keeping their employees safe the best they could. And to expect them to know what to do and how to, you know, social distancing and testing. When the first flush of individuals died in Grand Island, they were all average 80 years of age. What happened in a close-knit community, it would spread from the healthy folks in the meat packing plant to take it home to their parents and grandparents. But when it hit in Grand Island, there was no testing. It wasn't approved yet. Because if you remember, Grand Island was the first flush of it. Peaked, you know, North Platte led for a while there because we had cases coming in from the railroad. And then North Grand Island, Hall County took over. And then they dissipated as they got herd immunity in the community. But anyway, he's trying to act like we should be OSHA on a state level. And that we should dictate certain workers' conditions in the packing plants. We don't have the staff to do it at the Department of Labor. And if anybody's been in business, you have insurance. Your insurance inspectors will be harder on you than OSHA will because they don't want to get sued and pay for the claims. Then you have the union and the meatpacking industry. You have the union protecting the, and they should. That's their job, protecting the workers the best they can in their contracts. And then you have OSHA. You don't need a feel-good bill from some senator in Nebraska, state senator, who wants to pass more regulations and interfering in what the feds do. So anyway, it's a bad bill. It's LB 241. And it's all based on he wants to vote for it because his dad got COVID and passed away at the age of 73 or something like that in Long Island, New York. But that's what I hear down there. Immaturity, people talking about bills on something that has nothing to do with how it affects their constituents. Then LB 298, McDonald, change provision, employment security law. There's going to be some disagreement there, too. It's he's trying to put in that the DACA kids, if they get laid off, they have a job because of Obama's presidential edict. And it was over, and then when Trump tried to overrule it, it was, court said it had to stay or whatever, some liberal judge somewhere, but he wants to give unemployment benefits to DACA individuals. And I've never been on unemployment in my life. I was unemployed a couple times, changing jobs, that I never even dawned on me to go get unemployment checks. And I know times have changed, but especially with the COVID thing, it was a necessity for a lot. But it's not something a young person who's single and out there making a living should have to be chasing out the unemployment benefits. Plus, if we don't have immigration laws, then what do we have a border for? Why do we have a standing army? But anyway, it's going to be some debate on it. And then we go to 529. That's the new lottery bill with the funding, which I tried to get done last year for, includes the funding for, training for, students, for teachers, to de-escalate, violence in the schools. Senator Merman and I have been working on an amendment to it to put back in that teachers can protect themselves and protect others without being, in criminal court for assault or being fired because they did the right thing to help protect themselves or student, and training on how to you have to use physical intervention, what's the safest way to do it. Well, anyway, we came to an agreement with Walls, the new ed chair, and we worked it out, 3 months of negotiations, and it was supposed to sail right through. But well, guess what? There's the radical left. Matt Hansen, you know, the one that called people with, when he attacked me about my heritage and my mongrel heritage, cultural heritage, called individuals with Down syndrome Mongols. So he insulted them and he insults a lot of people, but he's leading it. His daddy's a college professor at the University of Nebraska, so he's one of the higher education elites. And then you got Senator Hunt, who's going to fight it. She's a trust fund baby, born with a silver spoon in her mouth, private schools, but she understands and the champion of the poor. She's going to fight it. And then there's Senator Kavanaugh, Michaela Kavanaugh. John is, her brother John isn't too bad an individual. He's a pretty good, as far as good Democrat.
And you've worked together with him several times too, Senator Groney.
Yes, him and I have fixed some bills together. And he's going to help me get my in-court bill out of the Natural Resource Committee. He's on the committee with me. But his sister is different. Another elite liberal group, a daughter of a U.S. congressman, but they understand the poor. Hell, I'd know more about the poor, the dirt poor farm kid and living in trailer houses when I was going to my first jobs and stuff than she ever been close to one. They're fighting it. And now Walls, this isn't the first time, is talking about backtracking on her agreement with Senator Merman and I. So you're going to see some fireworks on Tuesday, tomorrow, when that bill comes up. Unless she, I'll try to visit with her again today if she has some integrity and she shouts down those radicals. We got a problem in the unicameral now in Nebraska. It's ran. It used to be bipartisan, but now we got some radicals who just, because the rules can plug up a good bill. All it takes is three or four of them. Run the debate for 4 hours on select, and then we'd never get to Merman's amendment, and therefore the bill dies. But all of this talk, common sense, rational reasoning, they talk about, the left talks about the prison's overcrowding. They talked about, we had the debate on truancy. And they just don't get the old biblical tenet that you bring up the children the way they should go and they'll return to it. If we can teach kids boundaries, that they notice when they're 5 and 6 that if Johnny is acting up, he can be removed from the classroom. It's a boundary in their mind that certain behavior is not acceptable. Well, that's not happening now. And that's all we're trying to do. If Johnny hits somebody or you hit somebody, somebody's going to restrain you, physically restrain it again. But, and then you don't end up in the state pen and you don't end up in truancy, because you learn as you go to respect the teachers as your, and the administrators as your, you know, your elders. But, they just want chaos. I don't think they got a damn clue, excuse my French, but I don't think they got a damn clue about raising children. They're all young and wet behind the ears and they've never been around children but themselves, and they know they got in trouble when they acted up. But your whole viewpoint changes when you raise your own children, as most of us understand. But you need to set boundaries. But that bill's going to be a long day, and I don't think we'll get past it or the first three today. It'll run into tomorrow. And then we have floods, adopt Nebraska Innovation Act and provision for controllable electronic records under the Uniform Commercial Code. I believe that's his Bitcoin legislation. That's coming up this week again on Select File. I don't think there'll be much talk on it. And then we lost, you know, we just haven't won anything. Senator Brewer had a backtrack on his gun bill about the counties having sovereignty, because our conservative attorney general said they couldn't do it on a county level, had to be on a state level. So he had to gut the bill and do a few minor changes to concealed carry law. But it's where we are in this society. So, and sadly, there's 32 so-called Republicans. You would think a little bit conservative out of 49, and we run into stone walls down there. But it's, you know, it's been what it is. So, otherwise, what are you hearing?
Well, I'm glad you brought up Bitcoin, Senator Groney, because that was kind of some big conversation last week in the unicameral, some measures being introduced to allow some financial institutions to start to assist with some of that stuff. So that's kind of some stuff that might be happening in the unicameral.
Well, Wyoming's the only one that did it so far, and I don't know. I guess the younger generation is into that, but I don't understand. I can pay any bill I want with the U.S. currency on the Internet, or I don't know why it's necessary.
Yeah.
It's for international trade.
The three of us are a little more old-fashioned when it comes to currency. I think we could all agree.
Well, I would think you'd want your currency based on a stable government, wouldn't you? Not some company that starts up and starts printing a new... I mean, you can't even print it. It has no substance to it. It exists on the web. That's all that exists. And it's... Anyway, I told him, I said, well, next year, you're so far thinking. I told Flood, I said, next year I'm going to bring an alien economic development bill where we're going to build a landing pad for aliens in a restaurant. And so we are number one on the list when they come here, that they'll come to Nebraska first and develop. I mean, pie in the sky, bills like that we waste time on, I don't know. A feel good thing, and it makes some people think they're farsighted. But
well, that would be good,
anyway.
Mike. You could get back the money for Offutt that they lost by not becoming Space Command that way.
Yeah, we'll show the U.S. government we're going to have a big space from alien planet here. But anyway,
now Senator Groney,
that's sarcasm. I hope the public understands that.
Little disclaimer there. Now, Senator Groney, there's a few bills I wanted to pick your brain about here a little bit as we have you. What's going on with the sports wagering that was brought up? I think that was Thursday. Anything that you wanted to add to that?
Well, it was it was defense. We were, you know, we lost. The anti-gambling folks lost, and the people wanted it, and it got tied in with property tax relief. So trying to cut the losses. You know, we have Keno, and a lot of people enjoy that, sitting while they're eating or playing Keno, and it goes to charitable things, and usually the city uses it. You know, we bought that wonderful golf course that we gave away for $500,000 for 20 years, paying with our Keno fund, another sarcasm, which could have improved. It's meant to improve parks and recreational things, but North Platte, they used it to pay the golf course bonds. But it's still a good thing, and well, you have to wait 5 minutes between games, and that was in our statute. We put it in the Constitution. You could do a charitable Keno, and you had to wait 5 minutes between games. And you had to walk up there and fill it out, you know. And but with the passage of casino gambling, they can have a commercial Keno, and they could use their phones. These younger generation do everything on the phone. They could be sitting at the racetrack at Grand Island, and as long as you're in the casino boundary area, gambling area, when Grand Island builds a casino, and they will, you could bet on Keno, but you could also do it on sports betting. And well, when you do it by your phone and there's not a 5 minute limit, you could do one right after another. Just as fast as a computer could generate the numbers, you could be betting. So we originally they'd put in it at that went the wrong direction, said that charitable Keno could also do it by phone. But after looking at it and sports betting, Senator Pansingbrooks and Bosselman are anti-gambling too, you know, and to their rabbit about it. But they came up with an amendment where no phone. You can't use a phone for it or sports betting.
Okay.
You have to physically go in and bet on the football game or whatever. I guess sports betting gets so weird that you could even bet on how many yards over and under, not on, just on the games, you on the yards the quarterback's going to throw.
Oh, yeah.
Well, and they took out also that you could not gamble on any in-sports student-athlete games. So you couldn't gamble on University of Nebraska or Kearney or Creighton basketball. You could only do it on teams.
On pro
games
teams?
That were outside the state of Nebraska. So I thought it wasn't a bad idea either. Why? I told one individual got upset with my vote, and I told him, I said, you know, I'm closer to the team by being involved, and if you can bet on a game, then if you win, then you feel like you won just like the team won. But the problem is it's because of the point spread. I said, why don't you and I just start betting on a flip of the coin? That way we don't have to have the house doesn't have to peel off anything. We could each win. I said, you'd be just as, you'd probably win more because the odds would truly be 50-50. Well, he didn't like that reply. But anyway, the gamblers and they know what they're doing. They put the point spreads and when they get rabid fans in one community, the point spread widens because they know the fools will vote for the home team. Even if it should be 12 points for a point spread, they'll put it at 14. And it was a good idea I think it was a good idea to pull it out of there. I'm sure it'll come back in the future, but get ready when you listen to the games on the radio to be inundated now with sports betting ads. Instead of hearing about quarterback statistics, you'll hear about and what the under and over and under numbers are for the game. But that's the way we're headed. I agree with that. And I know the other one, yes, some might be upset with me, my vote on the medical marijuana, but I finally came to the conclusion I've had too many testimonies, too many average people who have been desperation, family members, and they were completely numbed, the family member was, by opiates, and addiction to opiates, that and their end of life. And I've seen too many kids with severe epilepsy and problems using not smoking marijuana, but the byproducts of it to relieve their situation, that I could no longer vote against it. Plus, it's the same thing I tried to tell my conservative friends. You're going to be sitting here 2 years from now. I won't be there. It will pass on the ballot, and it will be a lot more wide open. And just like they bit their tongue and had a vote to set the parameters around legalized gambling because the people wanted, they will be voting yes on a bill out from the General Affairs Committee that says how to set up medical marijuana, and it's going to be a lot worse.
Mm-hmm.
After reading this present bill, Senator Wishart had really restricted it down to just barely no smoking, and she was even willing to take out the vaping, that it was just going to be a pill form and regulated and heavily regulated. But I don't know. I waited 6 years for Big Pharma and FDA to start bringing some regulated medications that had the cannabis base, and I guess it messed too much with their profits, so they never did. So I've had too many firsthand testimony. My own family hasn't done it, but of others who, very conservative families. But when you got a loved one on the deathbed, all of a sudden your resistance to something, when you heard something works, changes, and you do what's best for them. So anyway, I changed my vote. Governor wasn't happy with me. He lives in a dream world if he don't think it's going to pass, because it's going to get worse. I mean, the reason gambling passed is they tied it to property taxes. An awful lot of people voted for that bill, for that gambling, because they wanted property tax relief, and they voted for it. And if we could separate medical marijuana from recreational marijuana on the ballot, I truly believe the same people, because of their family members who would vote for medical marijuana, would vote for the whole package because they're so desperate for it. But if you separate it and the only thing on the ballot is recreational, I think we can beat it. But otherwise, if you tie the two together, we don't have a chance. That's just good, solid, deductive reasoning and practical. It's just what it is. So, but that's, if you heard about my vote, I finally had to come to that conclusion. And, Senator Ben Hansen, very conservative chiropractor down there, he's seen enough of it too, and he's probably going to bring the bill next year that it's going to be controlled by us. And that's what I told my conservative friends. Why don't we control it? Why do we have to be on the defensive because a liberal brings it, and then we have to try to work around it? Why don't we write the bill and put it in practical, good legislation that we are in charge of? So he's going to bring one. I doubt it's going to be in time. They're already going to be getting signatures. I've been involved in petition drives, and I have never seen one get all of its signatures in 1 month like the marijuana did last year. That's how easy it was for them to get people to sign that thing. So now then tell me how you're going to. They got in June of last year, during the pandemic, they got enough signatures to put it on the ballot.
Mm-hmm. Now, Senator Groney, the other measure I wanted to ask you about this morning was one that we've talked about a little bit that was on the unicameral floor last week, and that was the increased law enforcement standards. That was amended and advanced. Can you tell us about the amendment process on that, and do you support it the way that it's been amended?
They don't like us writing, well, legislation, because what happened in Minnesota? We didn't have that type of violence by police in Nebraska. There was none of it during the pandemic, or none of it. We've been getting police shot more than we've been any. I contacted the Omaha Police Department during the whole pandemic. They had no claim of anybody filing complaints in the court system or anywhere of racial, I call it, profiling or anything. So what do we do? Because of the national media, we pass a bill that doubled the training for our police officers, and that includes sheriffs and departments, everything, police departments. Well, out in western Nebraska, we have sheriff's departments that only has the sheriff and maybe has a part-time deputy. So how does he take off for all that training? And what's, I mean, the reserve officer, program, and Senator Brewer stepped in because he has an awful lot of counties that rely on that.
Mm-hmm.
But, and I, you know, it's one here, last one standing, I believe, in Lincoln County because of the hard regulations on it now. And so he got that fixed somewhat. Training's still there. So you're basically volunteering your time for a dollar a day, and then you've got to take 20 hours of training every year, too, when you, you're, I don't know. Anyway, but it passed, you know, because of the mood of the country. We got to do something, and if we do something, then we feel better about life. So Senator Brewer did a good job of standing up and pulling back that part of the bill on the reserve officers, but there's a lot more training involved now.
Sure. Well, Senator Brony, we do need to wrap up here, but is there anything else you wanted to add, sir?
No, it's moving fast, and I'm a little upset with the speaker. The new speaker, he's trying to appease too many people. We're passing too much legislation, but we'll see. At the end of the day, what all gets out. We're spending money like drunken sailors, and I'm not having any fun because I don't drink. You got to be drunk first to have that kind of fun, but it's just unbelievable. Boundaries here about spending. Throw money at it, you know? And I took advantage of it. My rail bill, but that's for jobs. That's something.
Betterment of Lincoln County.
Yeah, for Lincoln County, and it's for infrastructure. It just isn't throwing money around. But anyway, we'll see what happens. So thanks for the opportunity to speak to the public.
Absolutely. Thank you, Senator Grony. Safe travels to Lincoln, and we'll talk to you again next Monday, sir.
Yes.
That again is Lincoln County Senator Mike Grony joining us for our weekly legislative update here on KODY, 1240 AM and 106.1 FM. Tomorrow marks day number 79 of the 107th Nebraska Legislative Session, as lawmakers are off again today. We're going to continue Mugs of the Morning on KODY after a quick news break, as we have Sean Jacobs joining us next to recap the severe weather throughout the past few days and preview the forecast for the week ahead. And again, coming up right after a quick news break on Mugs of the Morning, presented to you by Bo Witt, Brent Rogo, and Pete Foltz, your local shelter insurance agents.